fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow!
Late afternoon on a hot and dusty day, found a rickety spring wagon jolting along the deeply rutted road south of Mesa City. Drawn by a rust-colored horse and driven by an old man whose face was stern and crag-like, the dilapidated wagon seemed strangely out of place on a road that usually echoed with the hoofbeats of fast saddle horses. The reason was in a crudely lettered sign scrawled on the wagon's side. It said, "Tinker Tom, I fix anything."
Hello there, Betsy. We've got to find some place to light before it gets dark. Better do it fast, too. If I remember right, it gets dark mighty quick here in the basin once the sun... Oh, Betsy. I guess this spot's as good as it. Looks like this critter coming down the road behind us in a hurry. We better move over, Betsy.
Golly, wasn't sure this was you. Glad I caught up with you.
That's so?
They told me in Mesa City that you'd taken the South Road, so I came after you.
What's the trouble about?
This coffee pot. There's a hole rusted in the bottom. My friends and I are camped on the other side of town. We just heard there was a tanker traveling through, so
well,
I thought...
You want that hole plugged up, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Sure, I'll fix it for you. I was going to make camp right here anyway. Let's get off the road. All right, Betsy. Oh, this will be all right. I have to build a fire so I can heat up my soldering iron.
Yep. I'll look around and gather some wood for you.
No need of that, son. You got some kindling right here in the wagon. These ways we should have. Got everything else in here. Yeah, here's a few sticks that ought to burn in a hurry.
Gee, you carry your own wood right with you.
I have to in this business. Can't start fires with sand and cactus. Yeah. That iron will be hot in a minute. Ain't had much chance to cool off since I used it in Mesa City.
Will the hole in this coffee pot be very hard to fix?
Not at all, Bob. I'll make her as good as new. You say you're camped on the other side of town? Well, what's your name, Bob?
Dan Reed.
Reed, eh? Name don't sound familiar. You native in these parts?
No, sir. We're just riding through.
Great country around here. If they ever figure out some way to irrigate this basin, it'll be the richest farmland in the West.
Is this your home? I mean, do you live around here?
Well, yes and no. I used to live here in the basin, and I went back east for a spell. Tinkers like me don't rightly live any place, except in their wagon.
Gee, I'd like to see...
That iron's hot enough now. Hand me the pot.
Here.
This hole's busted right through near a seam at the bottom. Guess I'll have to use a dam to fix this one.
A what?
Ever hear of a tinker's dam?
Yeah. But I thought...
Guess like most folks, you figured it was just a mild form of cussing.
I guess so.
Well, son, a tinker's dam is a mighty important part of his business. I'll show you. Hand me that can over there. It's full of damp clay.
This the one?
Yep. Now, this hole in your coffee pot has got to be covered. So I'm using a little round piece of tin.
I see.
And as soon as I touch this hunk of solder with a hot iron, it'll melt.
I know that.
So first, I've got to do two other things. Put some solder and paste on the tin. That makes it stick. And build a little tinker's dam.
And what's that?
A wall of this clay that keeps the melting solder exactly where I want it. See?
Oh, my golly.
Now, watch. There. As soon as that cools off, your pot will be as good as new.
And what becomes of that clay all around the patch?
Yeah, just break it off and throw it away. See? It's no good now. Not worth a tinker's dam. Understand?
Yeah. The coffee pot was
as
good...
As good as the day you bought it.
How much do I owe you?
Wait a minute, son. Horse is coming up. Looks like I've got some more visitors.
Good evening, gents. Which one of you is Tom the Tinker?
That's me.
You're a hard man to find. We heard you were in town. When we got there, you'd vamoosed.
Seems like all my customers have to chase me. What can I do for you?
Got a little job for a tinker.
Oh, where is it? You bring it with you?
Well, the job I'm talking about is too big to carry.
Yeah?
Water tank needs some hose plugged up. It's over at the Double T Ranch, about 5 miles west of here.
Double T?
You know the place?
Yeah, it seems like I do. Who owns the Double T now?
The same jet that's always owned it, Ruck Hanna.
I figured it might be that way.
Well, get your truck together, Grandpa, and climb on that wagon. Me and Slim want to get home in time for supper.
No, I guess you'd better find yourselves another tinker. I don't want the job.
Find another? Hey, what's wrong?
You heard me. I said I don't want the job.
Well,
you know what Ruck said, Luke? That tank's got to be fixed tonight.
Yeah. Listen, this is one job you're going to take whether you like it or not.
No, I'm not.
I guess you don't understand plain talk, Grandpa. You need a little persuading.
Look out, he's got a gun.
I see it. My answer's still the same. I'm staying right here.
That's what you think.
Oh, gee, you hit him.
Stand where you are, kid. If you want to stay healthy.
Need any help, Luke?
Nah. Just had the gun with this old buzzard, that's all.
What made him so stubborn?
I don't know. All right, kid, pick him up.
Yeah,
pick him up. Throw him in the back end of the wagon. Get a move on, or I'll give you a taste of what he got.
All right. I can't argue with a gun in my face.
Then move. Now climb onto the seat. You're driving this rig.
What? This isn't my wagon. It belongs to...
I said you're driving it. Get up there. Well,
that colt over there. Can I hitch him on behind?
You're driving out to the Double T Ranch. If that's your colt, bring him along.
Here, Victor. There, steady, boy. I'll drive this wagon, so you'll have to tag along behind.
Now get up on that seat and whip the crowbait that's between the shafts. We gotta hurry.
Which way shall I head?
Follow Slim. He'll show you the way.
All right.
And watch your driving, kid. I'm riding right behind you. If you try any tricks, you'll find yourself alongside the old man, understand?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Get up there.
Come on, boy. Get up there. Come on.
Heard the kid in the wagon into the barn. A bucket of water in the old coot's face. Had to bring him around so he can fix the tank.
Sure.
I'll go in the house and talk to Rudd.
All right, kid. Straight ahead into the barn.
Barn? Yeah, that doesn't look like a barn to me. It's too close to that hill.
And you're too smart for your britches. Drive this rig through them double doors and get going.
Victor, go to Silver, boy. Go on to Silver, understand? Get up there. Get up. Oh, brother. Oh. Golly, it's so dark in here, I can't even...
Find a lantern over on the bench. The water tank that needs fixing is back in the corner. Bring that old coot around and tell him if he knows what's good for him, he'll get to work.
Yeah, but I don't...
The boss wants that tank fixed pronto.
Golly.
Me and Slim figured there was no other way to do it, Rook. So I gun-whipped the stubborn old galoot and made the kid drive away.
Who is this Tinker? What's his name?
I don't know. Tinker Tom is what it says on the side of his wagon.
Tinker Tom? Never heard of him.
There's a lot of these old guys drifting around the country with a wagon load of tin pans.
Why should this one object to coming over here to do a job?
Search me. But he's here now. Slim's got him and the kid locked up in the barn. He'll fix the tank, all right.
Well, I hope so. The boys are driving another cab of your horses through the basin tonight.
Yeah, I know.
I still can't figure out why a drifting old tinker would refuse to come over here.
Oh, forget it, Rook. He ain't worth worrying about.
All right. You go on out to the bunkhouse, eat your supper. I'll go to the barn in a few minutes and see how the loco tinker is making out.
What happened, son?
Those men who were talking to you on the road. One of them hit you. Made me drive the wagon.
Oh, yes, now I remember. But where are we?
The Double T Ranch, locked in a barn. At least they call it a barn. Looks more like a cave to me.
Double T? So Ruck Hanna's gunslingers knocked me out and brought us over here. I'm sorry, Dan, that you had to get mixed up in this.
That's all right. I'm not hurt. These men are sure anxious to get their water tank fixed. It's a big tin one over there in the corner. A little lantern got
yes,
a good look.
Yes, I know. Wooden trough from the windmill outside empties indoors.
How'd you know that? You been here before?
Dan, I helped build this barn and the ranch house. I forged the first brand and iron ever used on this spread. The Double T. My own initials.
Your initials?
Tom Tully. That's my name.
Gee, I guess I don't understand.
The Double T was mine. Still is by rights.
Then how did...
Rock Hanna was my foreman. I trusted him. He framed me into a murder charge. I got 10 years in territorial prison. Well, he cheated me out of my ranch.
Golly. Then how does it happen that you're...
Driving around the country, fixing pots and pans, being Tinker Tom?
Yeah.
Well, because I had to earn a living some way. This is the only thing I can do.
Then that's why I didn't want to come over here when he mentioned the Double T.
Sure. I've been drifting around this country for the last 3 months. I want to have a showdown with Rock Hanna. But not until I've got some evidence against him. Not when I'm caught without a shooting iron. Didn't figure it'd happen this way.
Maybe we can escape. Get out of here before they come back.
Not a chance. I built this barn myself. Them doors is solid oak. There ain't a chance of any help coming from the outside.
Yes, there is.
Well, what you mean, Dan?
Just before I drove in here, I sent my colt home.
Sent your colt home?
Victor. When he gets back to camp without me, my friends will find us. I know they will.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. It was almost an hour later when the Lone Ranger and Tonto, in their trailside camp, heard the sound of approaching hoofbeats.
This must be Dan coming now.
Ah.
Probably had to ride the other side of Mesa City to overtake that tinker.
Ah. Sometimes tinker hard to find.
Hello. Saddle's empty. Dan must have... Here, Silver.
Come, Scout.
With the full moon, we'll be able to follow Victor's trail, steady, Big Philip.
We find it. Come, Victor.
Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
What'll Rockhanna say when he sees you?
Plenty. He figured I was in jail for life.
No, I can't figure this place out. Looks like it's part barn and part cave.
You're right. The back of it cuts right into the hill. I built it that way. But not for the use Ruck Hanna's putting into.
What do you mean?
See how big the rear end of this place is? There's plenty of room back there. He's cut away almost half the mountain.
Yeah. Gee, I guess it's all right for a barn, but why is it so big?
More than likely he's doing on a big scale what he was trying to do when he was working for me.
What?
Handling stolen horses. There's room enough in here to bed down 500 head. But from the outside, the barn don't look like it'd hold more than 10.
My golly. Then that must be the reason for that big water tank.
Sure.
Gee, if you could prove to the sheriff in Mesa City that Ruck Hanna's crooked, you might be able...
That's the chance I've been waiting for, Dan. But I didn't figure on Ruck's gunnies knocking me over the head. Now I'll have to make the best play I can.
What'll it be?
I don't know, unless I... Somebody's coming in. Listen, I'll go over and climb into that tank. Pretend to be working. You be my helper.
All right.
The longer I can keep Ruck from recognizing me, the better.
All right. Why don't you drop both doors open, Slim? Boys will be trailing that cab in here any minute now.
Right.
Now, where's that tinker who's supposed to be fixing a tank? We need water for the horses.
Here's his wagon. There's the kid that came with him.
Yeah. Hey, kid, where is he?
Inside the tank, working.
Give me that lantern. I want to go over and talk to that little coot.
Here.
Hey there, what are you... Tom Tully.
Kind of surprised to see me, ain't you, Ruck?
I thought you were...
In prison for life because you framed me. Then forged a fake mortgage so she could take over the double T.
Why, you loco old buzzard.
Open that gun and I'll swing your shoulder.
Slim! Slim, come here!
What the... Who smashed the lantern?
Hey, try to swing at my head with a soldering iron. Keep covered, Slim.
Yeah. You better simmer down there, Grandpa.
Time up, Slim. As soon as the horses are in here, we'll take care of them.
What's wrong with him? Who is he?
Never mind that. I said...
Why don't you tell him who I am, Ruck? Not afraid to have your hired gun hands know the truth, are you?
He's loco. Get a piece of rope and tie him.
Sure, Ruck, but how about the tank? With 400 head of horses coming in here, we're going to need water and lots of it.
Well, we'll have to...
As long as he's here and he's a tinker, we might as well make him work.
I guess you're right at that.
Sure. Well, why don't you go out and meet Luke with the herd? I'll stay here and hold a gun on this old buzzer till he patches the tank.
All right, but watch him. He's tricky. Say, where's that kid who was standing here? We left the door open. He's vamoosed.
Yeah, what's the difference? One kid more or less don't...
All right, I'll ride out to the basin to meet Luke and the rest of the boys. Lady,
fixes
that tank. And fill it.
Yeah. You heard what he said, Grandpa. I'm going to keep this gun on you till you finish the job. You're a tinker, start tinkering.
Look, Tonto. Walking toward us. Up ahead. It's Dan. Faster, Silver. Whoa, Silver.
Let's go, Tonto.
Dan.
To see you.
We backtracked Victor's trail when he returned to camp without you. What happened?
The tinker sure is a fine old man. His name's Tom Tully. He fixed the coffee pot for me, then two men rode up. They hit him over the head and made me drive the wagon to the Double T Ranch.
Where's the Double T?
About a mile from here. I just got away from...
What do you mean, got away?
They had Tom and me locked in a barn. I think Ruck Hanna's going to kill him as soon as he runs a herd of stolen horses in from the basin.
Come on, climb up on Victor. You can tell me the whole story while we're riding.
Yeah, sure. Where are we going?
Tom Tully's a friend of yours, and he needs help. We're heading for the Double T.
That's swell. I like old Tom. Told me a lot of things I didn't know before. Say, do you know what a tinker's dam is?
No, Dan, I don't believe I do.
Come on, Silver.
Hit him up. Come.
Come on, Victor.
Come on, Victor.
with you.
Steady, big fella.
See? Looks small from here. But when you're inside, it's almost 10 times as big. On account of being back against that hill.
I see. There are no signs of life, so evidently Ruck Hanna and his punchers haven't come back with the horses.
I guess there's nobody but Slim inside the barn, making old Tom fix that tank at the point of a gun.
Of course, we don't know how many men will come back with Hanna. But I think we can handle it with the help of Tom the Tinker.
What do you mean?
There's no time to explain, Dan. Here's what we'll do. You go on into the barn alone. I'll be right behind you.
All right.
And Tonto. Ride as fast as you can to Mesa City. See Sheriff Clark. He knows me. Tell him to form a posse and come out here. You'll probably catch most of the horse thieves in Cinco Basin. Hurry, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Now then, go ahead. And remember what I've told you.
Sure.
Hurry up, Grandpa. Ruck and the boys will be back here pretty soon. That tank's got to be fixed and full of water.
It's done. Shame it is, too. You think that honest work is helping you and that thieving Ruck Hanna.
Yeah? Joke's on you, you old buzzard. The kid. Where have you been?
I went out to search for my horse.
Yeah? Thought you were the old geezer's helper.
Did you finish fixing it, Tom?
All finished, and I'm sorry I had any hand in it.
Yeah, Get over here in front of me, kid. No danger you and Grandpa starting anything, but I always play safe.
Yeah, sure. I don't mind standing in front of you, Slim, because...
What the...
Got a rope, Dan. I use this handkerchief for a gag.
Mask. An outlaw. I guess Ruck Hanna's gun hawks are so crooked they double-cross each other.
He's no outlaw, Tom. He's the friend I was telling you about. Here's that rope.
Thanks.
Well, I'll be gold-durned.
Good. Stop in it. There. I think that'll hold Slim for a while. We'll carry him over here by the wall.
Say, Dan, well, what's this all about?
I don't know myself yet.
Tom, Dan tells me you're a good tinker.
Why, yes.
He also told me about your Double T Ranch here and how Ruck Hanna cheated you out of it.
Yeah, but I can't do nothing without evidence that Ruck is a crook. Right now, I'm holding the short end of the rope.
Maybe not. I've sent word to the sheriff.
That won't do no good. Ruck's coming back here with 300 head of horses. I don't know how many gunslingers.
Good. Nothing could be better than catching Ruck Hanna with stolen horses.
How are you going to catch him without a fight? That critter you've got tied up over there is only one of Ruck's gunnies.
I'll admit the odds are against us, but I... Say, tell me, how much water does that tank hold?
Why, I guess a big contraption like that must hold 3,000 or 4,000 gallons.
Good. And if that much water were released all at once, there'd be quite a bit of force behind it, wouldn't there?
Why, sure.
And the seams of the tank are just soldered. Where are your irons and equipment, Tom?
Inside the tank. I just finished patching it.
Come on, let's climb back inside and see if we can reverse the process.
What do you mean, man? Tell me about your tinkering
dam. How you use walls of clay to hold melting solder in place.
Well?
The seams of this tank are held together by solder, aren't they?
Yeah.
With a hot iron and using a wide tinker's dam instead of a narrow one, you can weaken them.
But the minute you let any water in here, the pressure would break them open. The whole thing would split.
Exactly. Let's get to work. Dan.
Yeah?
Keep a sharp lookout. Let us know the minute you hear or see anyone coming.
I will.
There. It's almost full. You better not risk any more pressure.
It's a miracle it's holding this much. I'll slip the gate back into the trough.
Yeah, that's it. You'd better stand over to the side of the tank, Tom, so you'll be out of the way
of
the water.
Here they come. Golly, it looks like a million of them.
I'll stand with my back to the door. At first glance, they may think I'm Slim. You stand by Tom, Dan.
All right.
Now remember, Tom, when I give the signal, hit the seam on that tank as hard as you can.
I hope it works.
So do I.
Burn him right out into the cave, boys! Job, all right. Hey, boys, come on out here. I
want to
show you something.
Finally patched the tank, eh?
Yeah. Hey, boys, you see that old buzzard over there?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted you to see what an ex-convict looks like when he gets caught in a trap. Haven't any trouble with him, Slim, huh? Hey, Slim, I said you have any trouble.
Not a bit.
Hey, that ain't Slimmy's mask. An outlaw.
Pack of two guns. Blast him, boy.
As long as all of you stand where you are, I'm sure everything will be all right. All right, Tom, hit it.
The tank is busted. Watch out!
Bring Sheriff.
Good.
Here, what's this all about?
Hello, Sheriff. They've got 15 or 20 half-drowned rats that you might want to put in a dry jail.
Well, I'll be... Ruckhan on his crew. What's all that stock milling around back there?
You'll probably find horses stolen from every ranch in the basin. Hannah probably used this false barn and cave as a corral where he could change brands.
All us have been suspicious of Hannah. This is the first time I've ever had any evidence.
I wish you'd have the county clerk look up the mortgage and deed of sale on this ranch, Sheriff. I think you'll find evidence of forgery. You see, it rightfully belongs to the original owner, Tom Tully.
I wouldn't doubt it. Just proves that Ruck Hanna has finally played out his string.
I'm sure of it. Well, come on, Dan. Hello.
Wait, Hello, Tom.
Hi, Sheriff.
Say, that was a mighty slick stunt you pulled with the water tank. Almost drowned this bunch of horse-stealing critters. Might have been better if you had.
Yeah, it was slick, all right.
Yeah, how'd you do it?
Just used the reverse of a tinker's dam. Weakened the tank seam, so all I had to do was tap it and it fell to pieces.
Well, every man to his own trade. Guess it took a tinker to think of that one.
Well, I didn't think of it. He did.
He?
That fellow that just left. The one wearing the mask. Trouble is, I don't even know his name. All I know is he's a friend of Dan Reed's.
Oh, him. Shucks, Tom, he's everybody's friend, as long as they're honest and shooting square. He's a Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.